I'm Brittany.
And I'm Heather.
Welcome to OKS Moms, the podcast.
A place to be more than just mom.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Summer Hell, the OKS Moms podcast.
We are feeling the crunch of the last few days before school and the kids being home and just the impending chaos. I definitely feel like extended school breaks are just, the stress of them is amplified because of the time they came home for 2 weeks and then never went back.
Yeah. Maybe that is what I'm feeling, like PTSD from that, like just home all the time, no end in sight.
Well, thankfully, there will be an end in sight for this.
Oh, God. Just got to remember that, I guess.
So this episode, we're going to be talking all about summer routines and plans and goals and kind of just hyping ourselves up really for it and hopefully sharing a tip or two that could be helpful for you. And I think this is, I think every mom feels this, whether you're working from, I mean, we certainly feel it very acutely because we work from home and that drastically changes how we work from home when the kids are present. But I think even moms who work outside of the home, moms who don't work outside of the home, like feel that pressure all the way around. And so hopefully this, there's some nugget in here that's helpful to you. And even if we can just offer some commiseration, we're all, you know, we're always here for that too.
We are the best at that. Oh, goodness.
So with all that in mind, I think the most important thing to remember is to just know your family, know yourself, know your kids. And I mean, I think we can all go into this with the best of intentions, but kind of know what's going to, if your family likes to sleep in, deciding that you're all going to wake up at 8 a.m. is probably not going to work.
Yeah, for sure. And we will get through it. And we will high five in August.
Or September, whatever.
Or September, right. Before we jump into the episode, we would really, really love it if you could rate and review. If you could rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, leaving a review is really helpful. It helps us show up in more people's feeds and help spread the word about this little old podcast. You can also rate now on Spotify. So a 5-star rating there would also be much appreciated.
And if you subscribe, then we will just automatically pop up in your player each week and you won't even have to think about it. It'll be just like a nice little present for you all summer long.
Oh, we'll be right back after this quick break.
Our sponsor, Hiya, is back.
Hiya is a daily children's multivitamin that arrives fresh with a 30-day supply and a refillable glass bottle your kids can decorate and personalize. After that, you'll receive a no plastic refill pouch sent monthly right to your doorstep.
Hiya isn't your typical candy-like vitamin either. It contains no sugar added, but still has 15 essential vitamins and minerals known to support immunity, growth, and development. It's also dairy-free, gluten-free, vegan, and made right here in the U.S.
For a limited time, your first order is just $15, a $15 savings, and shipping is free. To get this deal, go to okayasmoms.com/Hiya. That's okayasmoms.com/HIYA.
There are two certainties in a mom's life, dishes and laundry. If you're like us, then your washing machine and dishwasher are putting in overtime every day.
Drops makes effective, eco-friendly, and convenient household cleaning products. From laundry pods, they're the original creators, to dishwasher detergent and more. They've got your home covered.
Drops detergent pods are tough enough to handle any stains your kids can throw at them, including those grass stains. Remove odors, yet are still gentle on fabric. They do all of this without any harsh chemicals. Drops uses plant-based ingredients and is dye, phosphate, phthalate, and paraben-free. They come in a variety of light, crisp scents, or unscented too.
What caught our eye the most is that Drops is committed to being eco-responsible. Packaging is designed to reduce waste, single-use plastic, and unnecessary shipping materials. Dropsis kept nearly 3.5 million single-use plastic detergent containers, tubs, and jugs from polluting waterways. You can even further reduce your carbon footprint by saving yourself a trip to the store when you sign up for the subscribe and save option, so you never run out of a reason to do laundry again.
New customers can save 25% off their first order of drops with code OKAYEST25, and existing Drops customers can get 15% off with code OKAYEST15 at drops.com. That's DROPPS.com.
Okay, we're back. Here we go. What is your childcare situation for the summer?
Me. That is, I will be taking on the brunt of that. I do have them signed up. They each picked one camp to do for a week at a time. Of course, not the same week, but
that is the worst.
I firmly believe having one kid is harder than having multiple kids, because then you become the person to talk to and hear every thought that crosses their mind. And that's not really where I shine as a mother. So we have that. We do have family close by who can kind of pick up a shift here and there, if you will. They are not so much on board with like consistent days of the week and things like that, which is harder. So luckily AJ's schedule is still flexible, and so if I needed something, he could probably rearrange, take a morning off, whatever, and do that. But when childcare isn't built into your budget, it's very hard to make it happen in the summer, because camps are not cheap. Like a week-long camp here runs about like $200, maybe like between $200 and $250. And if you multiply that by each child, it's also only a week, 5 days long, usually from like 9 to noon. So it's not even like a good amount of childcare. Basically, I've never had to pay for childcare, and I'm always shocked at how much it is and how little you get. And that's always a wake-up call for me.
Yeah, it's hard. Ever since we stopped paying for daycare, every summer comes around and I'm like, I don't want to pay this much money, but also I need to pay this much money. We are kind of the same. They're mostly going to be with me. I am looking at potentially hiring someone to come over like 2 or 3 days a week, just for like, I'm thinking like 10 to 2. That way it would take one meal off my plate that I have to serve my kids, which is good for my mental health, and also like get them out of the house at that time. And I'd have a solid chunk of like work hours. But I have not done that yet. I am very much a procrastinator. So hopefully that pans out. And Tyler's schedule is not very flexible, but if he has enough notice, he'll be able to take a day or two here or there. So I'm definitely going to lean on that too. But I'm not going to lie, I'm worried.
Make these men shuffle around too, okay? Because these are their kids also, and it's also their problem.
I know. Ugh, God.
It's just, basically my situation is what we do every summer and white knuckle it until school starts again.
Grit our teeth and bear it.
Yeah. So if you could pick your ideal summer break, how would it look? We've talked about what reality is. Let's pretend for a minute.
Well, my ideal summer break is kind of just a bunch of oxymorons. Like, I want to sleep in, but I want to be productive in the morning. I want to eat great meals, but I don't want to cook. It's basically like the unattainable. That's what I want. I would have childcare every day for a good chunk. I would get work done and then spend the afternoons with the kids, you know, doing stuff, going on hikes, planning fun things, you know, if there was also an unlimited budget. Ideally and I wouldn't be stressed, and I would be carefree, easy breezy mom. That would be ideal. What about you?
I don't think my ideal summer even has childcare every day. Like, I think that's how, like, I can't even fathom that even in my, like, wildest fantasies. Like, even if I had, like, one committed day a week, I feel like that would even be enough to get what I needed done and just, like, rechannel those preschool days where you had, like, one or two days a week and that was it, and you had
one, like, and a half hours a day.
Yeah. I think even if I could get, like, if I knew I could rely on that, I feel like that would be enough for me. But I think, like you said, like, a good balance between laziness and enjoying, like, the slow summer days of not having a strict routine, especially coming off a very busy spring, but also having things planned and, you know, going on day trips and enjoying the freedom of our schedule. But that said, like, that's very much a fantasy this year, because I feel like we are once again at a turning point, a transition period in the pandemic. So who knows if day trips and just getting out of the house for 4 hours a day or whatever is going to be, like, that's going to look different than it has looked 6 weeks ago, than it looked last summer. Like, it's that fatigue again of just the ever changing, evolving coronavirus.
And no, it doesn't exist anymore. That's what I mean.
I know. I mean, how many, we've heard that every variant, right?
I know.
And I think also the, like, going back to, like, what takes me by surprise always is how much more expensive it is to have the kids home. Even if you're not paying for daycare, it's the, like, just going to the movies is, you know, like, $40-$50. And then the extra food they eat. And I don't know about you guys, but I know everyone's feeling this right now because, like, duh, inflation, it's, like, statistically proven. But everything feels more expensive, and that feels like the entertainment budget is what's getting cut always, because I watch the news every morning, and as the kids trickle downstairs, it's always on. And Isla's, it's really funny because I remember doing this as a kid myself. Like, you, like, take on adult problems as if they're your own, because you can, like, see the exasperation on the reporters' faces. And of course, like, the top stories have been, like, gas prices and food prices. And she goes, "Oh, these gas prices, they're so high." And we were just laughing. We're like, yeah, they are, but also you're not paying for it. And, like, we were trying to explain, like, yes, it's high, but we still have to pay for it because dad still has to get to work. You know, we're lucky enough that we can walk to school, but, like, we have to get you to softball practice or whatever. Like, it's one of those things that, like, no matter how high it gets, we still have to pay for it. And we talked about how that's happening with food too, which is why we get so upset when they waste food. And how, like, because we're spending money on that it means we're spending less money on other things. And as I was explaining this to her, I was doing, like, you know that, like, meme of Claire Danes with all the, like, math symbols around her head?
Yes.
Like, that's what I was doing. I was like, oh, the shrinking budget, and summer's coming, and, like, oh my God, these kids won't stop eating, and then they're gonna start swimming, and that makes them eat more too. And just, like, all, and I was like, no, it's all happening.
Oh God, I know. I really don't mean to be all doom and gloom. I just know myself, and I know that no matter how much I plan or, like, put routines in place or, like, post a summer schedule on the wall, like, it all depends on me to make that happen. Like, my kids aren't just going to independently be like, oh, right, on the schedule. And that exhausts me. Like, I hate being the, like, drill instructor. Like, next is this, next is this. So that's where I'm torn too. Cause, like, we all need a break. It's been a busy ass spring, and we're, you know, we need to take it easy and keep it simple. But at the same time, that will drive me crazy too. So you know what? There's no winning. I have.
Well, there is a difference between a schedule and a routine, right?
Right.
So I think that for your family, again, knowing yourself and knowing what works for you guys, like a schedule, a strict schedule where you have like an Alexa with a timer dinging, like on to the next thing, isn't going to work. And that certainly doesn't work over here either. But so, well, why don't we move into what we're hoping for this summer? some of our goals. So one of my goals has been to like establish a pretty good routine. And so I thought back to what summer looked like last year for us, and it kind of followed the same predictability. So I just said, you know what, that's going to work for us. And so my kids the other day, a big sticking point in our house lately has been screen time. And I think we all know that there, you can see the behavior shift in our house when there's extra screen time. And I actually have a bone to pick with you about that, because
here we go.
Your family let my family borrow Super Smash Brothers, and you're not going to get it back because I'm about to put it through the shredder.
I hate that game. Go ahead.
And so that has been like the obsessive focus, is how can I get more time on the Switch? How can I play Super Smash Brothers? And then AJ gets sucked into it too, because they want dad. AJ has trained them to call it hitting the sticks. So then they want.
Love that so much.
Oh God, it's so annoying. I hate it. And we have like an established after dinner video game time set, and all they want is for dad to come hit the sticks with them. So then it becomes the three of them against me, of like, hi, it's bedtime, go upstairs. And then it's like, oh, okay, this is our last one. And then it's, I'm the bad guy, and oh, it's the last one. But then this game also does this thing where like, if you hit a certain point, or like, I don't know, something else, like then you can go on to a bonus level. And then it just keeps fucking going forever. And I'm pissed. And I want them to go to bed and stop screaming. Because video games just equals screaming in our house. And I can't do it. So there's a new sheriff in town. These video games are gone. They're not coming back. And we will set up predictable times, so you will not be asking me for the screens. But you're not playing the video games, and that's it. So don't talk. And there are going to be certain things you have to do. Like, this is not a new groundbreaking idea, but there are going to be certain things you have to do before you can even get to the video game time. So for us, that's going to be reading, spending some time outside, depending on how scorching hot it is, how early. And they will have like a certain set of chores that they also need to complete each day. So that's kind of what my plan is.
We kind of let the chore chart like fall to the wayside this spring, because we have just been so busy with sports and plays, and like after school was just a shit show, and homework, which is another bone I have to pick with the school year. But so we kind of let it fall to the wayside. I'm bringing it back for summer. And in the same way that sounds like you're doing, they have to, you know, finish their chores before they get, you know, their device, or get to watch a show or whatever it is, or before we go to the movies or whatever. So that's one of my goals. I really want to try to keep it as simple as possible. I don't want to be, like I said, the cruise director or the drill sergeant. I would like to wake up without an alarm every day. That is another goal of mine. Without a phone alarm or a kid alarm. We'll see how that goes, because my kids are always up at the crack of dawn. Yeah, I think that's about it. I think if I can implement the chore time, the designated screen times, and the fact that they have to read and go outside, I think that will take up most of the day. And then by the afternoon, hopefully Tyler will be home to pass the baton.
That's kind of my plan. Just get to the afternoon, and I'm just there to have to go in the pool. That's it.
Too bad. Yeah, I am jealous of your pool situation.
Come on over.
I mean, I will, but
one other thing I have declared this year is we're calling it Life Skill Summer. And this is my answer to the pain points of the school year.
Oh, okay.
So it became blaringly obvious that my kids need to learn how to tie their shoes during soccer season.
Cleats.
Yes, during soccer season and baseball season. And I have been stabbed with a cleat spike too many times, and I'm done doing it. I'm done. So both of my children will learn to tie their shoes this summer if it kills me, because I am done. Also, another bone I have to pick with you, which really isn't pickable because
this is a tough one.
Which really isn't applicable because you did hand these cleats down to us for free when I could not find cleats anywhere in stock in this entire city. But those are the hardest fucking cleats to get on.
Oh, and we wouldn't know because Sully wore them for like one game in 2020.
Okay. Well, just so you know, they are the hardest cleats to get on. And you have to usually you just have to loosen up the top row. No, you have to go four rows down to get it wide enough to cram it on there. And
sorry, Nolan.
And of course, it's the squirmiest kid who cannot be bothered to sit still. And so every time I'm like, God damn it, Brittany, for no real reason. Because of course it's not your fault, but I just, in that moment, I need someone to yell at.
I get it.
So shoelaces will be tied. Come August, come soccer season, I will not be tying those shoes. You are on your own, or you can ingratiate yourself to your coach. I'm not doing it. The other life skill we are working on.
Coach?
Well, that sucks. I guess that's some buy-in on his end, isn't it?
Yep.
So if you have any tips or tricks for learning to tie shoes, please send them my way, because we're going to need some help here. My other life skill, the other major pain point in our house, is showers and getting ready for bed. And showers is AJ's responsibility, that he takes that on. And it's how much to throw him under the bus here. So he complains that it takes too long for them to do it. And because here's what happens from my perspective, when he's doing the showers, I'm also upstairs. I'm usually folding clothes, doing things, but not doing the showers. And so I have a front row seat of what's happening. He will turn the water on, they get in, and they're supposed to be washing themselves and doing things. And then he comes in and helps with the hair, because with Isla, it's a little bit harder. What happens is he puts them in the shower and then he starts watching TikToks, and then he loses track of time, and then he gets pissed, this is taking forever. You should have been done by now. And it's like, yeah. And he's like, I shouldn't have to monitor every second. You should be able to do this by yourself. And I'm like, yeah, they should. So start training them to do it by themselves. And also, they're only 6 and 7. So I don't know. I don't think, I think that's, you still kind of need to be on them for bedtime. Otherwise.
Yeah. Reminders. I mean, that's all you do as a parent anymore is fucking remind them to do shit.
Exactly. Of course they're going to fuck around and avoid bedtime. Of course.
Right.
So
normal behavior.
Yes. So it's going to be a little bit working on his expectations. And because I do agree, I do think, I know they can turn the water on themselves and do it. And I do think Isla's going to need a little help, rinsing the shampoo out, because that is complicated, especially.
Yeah, long hair is different.
Yeah. So, but I mean, if that's as hands-on as we need to be with this, that will be a win. AJ and I have said from day one, if we can, the moment we can just say, go upstairs and take a shower and put your pajamas on, like, we will have arrived.
Oh, and it's glorious.
That is what's going to happen. And I am envisioning less fighting at bedtime, less grumpiness from my parenting partner, less, just more harmony all around. And that's what we need. So I encourage you guys to look at what's like, because I know we don't have time to work on these things during the school year or like whatever, because it's like, hurry up, just I need you in bed. You got to, like, you're already out late at baseball or whatever. Like, I know it's rushed and you don't have time to be like, this is how you turn on the shower. And if you go too far that way, it's going to be too hot. And like, it, I know no one has the time for like, or tying shoes and things like that. So whatever it is, work on it now when the stakes are low and you have more time.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that'll be an important reminder for myself too. Like, this is low key. This is the time to do this stuff, you know, as opposed to, I always have this habit of in the evening, like I'm so ready for them to go to bed. I'm like AJ, let's go, you know, but that is a good reminder. I have all this shit is just going to be me reminding myself or adjusting my expectations. No.
Isn't that what it always is?
So annoying. What are some things this summer that you are going to let go of?
This is harder for me because I feel like I've let go of a lot. I feel like I'm one of those people who my house would look like a museum if I lived alone, and nobody else in my family feels that way. So I feel like I've already compromised a great deal on that front.
This is the Martyr Podcast. We are mother martyrs.
But I do feel like I can let go a little bit more about cleaning up every night. But also, again, that's like a huge pain point in our house is not letting the playroom become swallowed up with whatever disaster they've done. So, but I also know that if I'm going to uphold the no screen situation, that is going to create more of a mess. So I am going to try and be more flexible on that. And also, we have always had a very strict, like, 7 o'clock bedtime. And over the year, the last couple of years, as AJ has taken over bedtime, it has like morphed more into like 7:30, 7:45-ish. And this last spring, with being out late for sports, it's kind of shown me that maybe we don't need to be in bed as quite as early, but also they're going to have the chance to sleep in, which they've kind of started to do, or at least not be out the door. So I may be a little bit more lax with that. But that also worries me because school is going to be starting much earlier in the new school year. And so I'm worried that that's just going to create a bad habit and bite me in the ass.
Yeah, I feel that. For the mess situation, I forgot to mention, I have a plan in my head to do like one or two like 10-minute pickups during the day just to like reset the place. Because you're right. If our goal is to do less screen time, that means more paper scattered everywhere, more toys pulled out.
The blankets,
the forts that they build. Like, all of that is great when I'm looking at it from a bird's eye view, but when I'm living in it, it stresses me out. So 10-minute cleanups, we usually set Alexa timer, and it has worked in the past. I hope it continues to work.
And there are natural points in the day to do that. It's just about, again, getting yourself in the routine and habit of actually doing it. Like, okay, lunch is going to be ready in 10 minutes. Here you go. Like, yeah, pick up the living room or something like that. So yeah,
for sure.
Again, it's just something else we have to take on.
Bedtime. Naturally, the last few summers, it has just happened that bedtime just gets pushed later and later. I'm going to try not to care about that. But like you said, that's like going to be my alone time, even more so than it is during the school year. So
exactly. Also, that's always my problem. But I think you can also kind of go with the flow on this. I'm like, wow, I've noticed today that you seem a little more tired because you're a little crankier. So maybe tonight's bedtime is going to be earlier. And it just gets harder the older they get to have a more consistent bedtime over summer, because it's still like midday sun at 7 o'clock, basically. So like, yeah. I get it, but also you're a beast and you need some sleep. Yeah. So
do you feel your body right now? It means you're tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of, what is your plan to make time for yourself? Because we all know this is what we should be doing, but you know.
I honestly don't have one. Part of me is like, this is just going to be part of the white knuckling it through summer. I'm just not going to have dedicated, aside from the childcare, which is when I will try to get the majority of my work done, which doesn't count as alone time or self-care. I really don't know.
I think one thing I'm going to build into our little routine is going to be, so my idea is that as the kids come down, because they love to wake up before, and again, this goes back to like, am I going to have an alarm? Am I not? I'm toying with the idea of still waking up at 6 a.m., even though I know I'm going to be staying up later because it's, you know, like the kids will be going to bed later and that's going to be the alone time. So this is very much like a work in progress, but I would love to, in a perfect world, in a perfect summer, I'd love to still wake up at 6 a.m. and kind of get breakfast out of the way and at least like halfway through a cup of coffee before I even see a kid, because that always makes the days go much smoother. I have to eat first thing in the morning. And if I'm also like talking through whatever tragedy has already happened at 6:05 a.m. without on an empty stomach, the whole day is going to be bad. So my idea is that the kids will come down and then I'll hand over the TV to them. They will have time until 9 o'clock to watch without fighting. And in that time, because I know that I'm like kind of on the clock, that will be my time to work out, because nothing irritates me more than like working out. And the only thing that annoys me more than working out is working out and being interrupted by kids and like mundane problems. So if I can get them set up with breakfast and a TV show, then I'll know like, okay, this is your chance. You have to do it now. Otherwise it's not going to happen. And then I'm hoping I'll be able to be a little more zen for the day.
I like it. I don't think I could do it. Well, one of the things I'm most looking forward to is no alarm, which I know is not having to drive to school. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, and that will be a big chunk of time back in your day, just not driving to school.
Too. Totally. Yeah, for sure.
So even these last couple of months, or the last couple of weeks rather, leading up to the end of school, we've been later and later every day. And because we've been up later at night and it's, you know, it's harder to get out the door. And every morning my alarm's gone off and I'm like, no, I'm so tired. I'm just going to sleep. And just, I know it's not going to be the right choice and I'm going to deal with it. And without fail, I'm always out of bed by like 6:15 because I'm laying there trying to fall back asleep. And I'm just like, what's the point to get another half an hour of like broken sleep? And then I just think about how annoyed I'm going to be if Nolan sneaks down early before I finish my food. And it's fine. Like I've trained my body enough to just fine, I'll do it. And then I'm awake and I'm grumpy, but I've got my grumpies out by the time the kids come down and it's fine. So even though I decide I'm sleeping in, I'm still like, fine, I'll get up.
Yeah. No, well, my biological clock will probably wake me up early anyway, but I'm choosing to ignore that. Will you still use your okay to wake clock with them?
Oh yeah, for sure. No, they are not allowed down before 6:45, and I will die by that. Although Nolan does not always listen. And so, but he will come down and he will just snuggle with me and be quiet while I drink my coffee and not talk. And of course, that little sandbagger on his like Mother's Day thing, his, he put my favorite thing to do with mom is snuggle in the morning. So I was like, oh, little, like, fine. So the deal I've made with him is that I have to at least be done with my breakfast before he can come down. So, and if AJ's around, like he hasn't left for work yet, I'm always like, you know what? Go find dad. Dad's in the shower. Go talk to dad, because dad loves to have a full blown debate about the theory of life at 6 a.m. He loves nothing more. Please go talk to him. Do not talk to me.
Heather and AJ should just set up a call at 6 a.m. That would really help me.
Don't suggest that, because AJ would do it and Tyler would be mad.
Yeah, right. That's when he's the most talkative. Seriously.
So that's the deal I've made with him. Like, Isla is very good. She will stay in until 6:45. She's actually even started sleeping in a little bit. So I'm hoping.
Knock on wood right now.
Yeah. I'm hoping that sticks around. But yeah, with Nolan, it's all about the art of the deal. You have to, like, I've set this boundary. He's laughed at it and blown right through the boundary. So it's like, okay, what are your terms? Fine. Will you accept not coming downstairs until I've eaten? Yes? Okay. Goodbye.
The art of the deal. All right. Is there anything that you'll hold on to from a typical school time routine aside from the okay to wake clocks?
I don't think so, because I think the day is structured so differently that it's really kind of impossible to do that. I do want to continue as many chores and those kinds of routines as we can, because this past sports season has really showed me that for our family, we do not want to put sports above all else. And I could talk about this, like, this is a whole other podcast episode in itself, but it's really
add it to the schedule. I got a lot to say too.
There's something happening where we're prioritizing kids' sports and activities. And I think partly that's because we're so excited to have them back and to like have the kids out doing things, but it's coming at the cost of kids participating in the family and the functioning of the family. And that work is being put back on moms. And a lot of moms I've talked to about this have recognized it, but also accepted it, that that's just the way it needs to be. And I have a really big problem with that, because so much has already been put back on our plates over the last couple of years after like literal decades of trying to get it off. And I'm not ready to
taken away.
Yeah. Right. I'm not ready to just accept that. And there's a balance between having your kids participate and understanding that some nights they're not going to get to the dishes or like whatever their chore is because they were at a game. But also, just because you're in season doesn't mean you're off the hook for everything. But also, like, you're tired and that's valid. But also, maybe kids sports are just too fucking much.
So, yeah, I think you nailed it right there. And what happens is a lot of the time, I know this is a different podcast episode, but the family starts functioning for the sport instead of the sport functioning as like an extracurricular kid. And I see it more than ever at this point. But let's pause this and we will talk about it in a full episode someday.
Well, hopefully that gave you at least a couple ideas or things that you can take to your summer routine. Hopefully it goes so smoothly and you already...
We are right there with you in the trenches. We understand that a lot of our pain points are societal issues, including not having childcare and those kinds of things. And right now we're just trying to function within this broken system, just like the rest of you. And we hope that it goes as smoothly as possible for you.
Thanks for listening. And remember, no one is mothering perfectly.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Okayest Moms Blog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okayestmoms.com.
As moms, our calendars really revolve around our kids' schedules. We're the cruise directors for their school activities, extracurriculars, and social lives, on top of all the other stuff we have going on for ourselves. Summer is just around the corner, which means even more coordination of camps, activities, family time, vacations, and more.
If you've followed us for a while, you know of our undying love for the Essential Calendar. The Essential Calendar allows you to easily see 3 months at a glance, making planning easier and seamless. Just imagine if you could see all of summer break in one place without flipping calendar pages, or that black hole between Halloween and New Year's. Plus, the minimalist design fits with any aesthetic.
I actually just sat down and wrote out all of the upcoming baseball and softball games and practices on my Essential Calendar. I thought I could wing it and get to it when I got to it, but then I showed up to a practice a half an hour late and realized I actually can't function without my Essential Calendar. Digital calendars are great, but there's something about seeing it all together in one spot that just makes so much more sense for my brain.
If you're feeling like you're drowning trying to get organized now that all the activities are back, grab the summer break and autumn calendar bundle to get things on track. Go to okayestmoms.com/essential to get 10% off your order.